Makshirin chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Hamarid esa ilan. If a person shakes a tree, lahashio memen oichlin, to shake fruit off the tree, or esa tuma, or to shake something which is tuma, like a dead insect or something, out of the tree. And while he's shaking it, some liquid falls off, some water also falls off on the tree, and the water falls off onto fruits lying underneath the tree. So in this case over here, the shaila obviously is, does the water that falls off onto the liquids render the liquids susceptible to impurity or not? It says, the Mishnah Einan B'chiyutan. This does not fall under the rule of Kiyutan, and the reason being that when he shook the tree, he didn't want the rainwater to come off the tree. He wanted the fruits in the tree to fall down, or he wanted this ritually impure thing to fall down, but not the liquid. And therefore, if the liquid does fall down, it doesn't make what it falls on susceptible to impurity. It doesn't fall within this principle of kiyutan. Lahashio memenu mashkin, but if a different scenario, he shakes the tree. Now what he wants is he properly wants the water to come out of the tree. And then the water does come out and it falls onto fruit below. So in this case over here, Beishamo Emrim, Hayotzin Ve'eshe, bought both that which falls out of the tree and that which remains in the tree, liquid that remains in the tree, also falls under the halacha of Bechi Yutan, meaning that the liquid that fell out of the tree, okay, so that definitely, if it fell on fruit below, it would definitely render it susceptible to impurity, because he wants that liquid to fall out. But even the liquid that remains in the tree, and then let's say falls out at a later time, next day or something like that, that would also fall under the halacha of Ki Yutan, says by Shama. They disagree. Hayotzin b'chiyutan, that which falls out when he shakes the tree, that does fall under this principle of kiyutan. It does render what it falls onto susceptible to impurity. V'esheboi, but that which remains in the tree, einan b'chiyutan, that doesn't fall within this principle. It doesn't make something susceptible to impurity. Mibneishu miskaven sheyetsu mikula, because he intends it to depart from all of it. He only considers a person when he shakes the tree, he only considers the fallen water that he wanted, but he doesn't consider the water which remains in the tree. That's not like what he wants. That's not what he considers, and therefore doesn't fall within this halacha, says Beis Hillel.